And I think this is just a wonderful juncture to connect the thoughts that Brother Chuck and Brother John has brought before us. It is that the Spirit of God who has been given to us not only gives us life, but he helps to give us a different perspective, right? Now, the key also is that I have to be able to submit, surrender my will, my thoughts, my ways to the Spirit of God and his power. That is where the liberty comes. That is where the power comes. That is where the reality that I'm a son of God comes from, that his Spirit confirms with mine that I'm a son of God. And then being a son, adopted now, right, into the family of God, we cry Abba Father. We have a wonderful relationship that we never had before. These are great blessings. But how is it that I realize these things in my life?
That's right.
It is that on a daily basis, right, we had this mortify the deeds of the body, count them as dead, so that the Spirit of God, that he is able to fully communicate with me, giving over my life to him. Then I'm led by him. And then Brother John says, because you know the world, young people, the reality of it is that the world continually sets before us a certain perspective. Here, now, get yours, the flesh, the body, all of these things is saying, you want it now. But the Spirit of God helps us to have a future perspective. And if we have this perspective, young people, it is now that we know that through the help of the Spirit of God, God is working all things out for us. The sufferings, the persecution at this moment, the way the world will make fun of us, right? Your professor is going to say, oh, you believe in that creation thing? A nonsense. Oh, yeah, you say, you know what? In a future day, we're going to see who's going to believe nonsense, right? And so now the Spirit of God understands our weaknesses, and he's been given to us as a help.
Hmm.
Who do we turn to when we need help? Am I sensitive to the Spirit of God who lives in me, that has given me life, that has the authority over me, that leads me, and if he's leading me, I've got to have my eye upon the Lord Jesus. He's going to lead me in that path. We just sung that. He's going to give me this perspective that's beyond just this world. The world's under condemnation. And when I feel weak, when I feel overcome, I'm not going to look to man, especially a man in the world, and maybe even perhaps others, because the strength and the power is going to come by the Spirit of God. There are times when we can't even pray. We just say, Lord, I'm so confused. But it is then in those moments that the Spirit of God, he knows exactly what to say to God on our behalf, because look at that last part of verse 27. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, because he knows what God's will is for us. And I think if we get a hold of this in a very small way, it gives us a very positive way to look at what we have come into. Not just set here, saved, but now all of the, if I would use this reverently, all of the divine tools through the Spirit of God, prayer, the Word of God, that helps us daily.
Just to add that the sufferings that we go through is not only persecution, but it's also this fight in ourselves that we've been talking about. It's against the sin. It's not only external, but it's very, very internal as well.
Well, we all have a common enemy. I don't know whether you've ever heard this, but most battles that have ever been fought have been lost by a common reason. Do you know what that is? The other side underestimated the power of the enemy. They underestimated the power of the enemy. And so they made drastic mistakes, even in the war that I was in. This is exactly what happened. We never knew who the enemy was. They were all dressed alike. What a wonderful thing we've had John and Tony show us this present world. And they have said through the scripture to us that I should not even give an account. I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which is to be revealed to us. But then you come back to me and say, yeah, but Brother Chuck, I'm not in that present world yet. I'm still here. I need something to help me here when I go home next week, today, tomorrow. And these are the verses that we're coming into here. That somebody is going to God, someone is going to God on my behalf. He's making intercession for me. I'm confused, but let me tell you, he's not confused. He's not confused. He's not discouraged. He's not despondent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's going to God on my behalf. But the Spirit of God comes back and says, listen, there's something else I want you to get hold of, dear young person. In this world where Satan is busy every day, I'm going to give you something, as we say, to hang your hat on. Something you can go to the bank with. Look at verse 28. Now, this is a verse that the world, they don't particularly care for this kind of language coming from Scripture. They say you can't be sure of anything. Wait a minute. You belong to Christ. You're not listening to the world. You're not absorbing their doctrine. We know. Underline it. Mark it in your Bible. We know that how many things? What's it say? What's it mean? What's exempted? There we are. This is for you to take home from Eastern Bible this year. That there is absolutely nothing, no exceptions, no exemptions. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Is that you? Excuse me. I didn't hear that. Is that you? Do you love God? Are you the called according to his purpose? Well, listen to this. He says, all things work together for good. Does that mean that I'll be able to look at it right now in the midst of the conflict or whatever it is and see how he's doing that? No. It may be later. It may be a long time later. But I guarantee you that if you take Emil aside or John or Tony or myself, you will hear us all say, there were times in our lives when we didn't understand and we didn't know what God was doing. How thankful when the time came when we saw the results and things in other ways and we could thank the Lord even for that difficulty that he allowed to come in. Here again, to them who are called according to his purpose. He has a purpose for you. We said in the readings the other day, you are unique. There's nobody else exactly like this brother right here. There's nobody else exactly like him. There's nobody like our banker that was sitting over here the other day, okay? We're all unique and God has a purpose. He has a plan. Am I interested in that? Satan says, I've got a better one. And he comes and he deceives. That's his way. So we need to lay hold of these purposes that we see in these verses in the last 10, 15 minutes that we have. Whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Other brothers will help us.